Liberty Baptist is grateful for the opportunity to share the following message with you from our senior pastor, Dr. Randy Wood. This message was given during one of our Sunday morning services and comes from God's Word and from our pastor's heart. If you've never joined us for a Sunday morning worship experience, we hope you will soon. We truly see Liberty as one church for all people. Now here's Pastor Randy.
As you're turning to Isaiah chapter 9, you know, Scripture speaks about giving God thanks and praise in a loud voice. In fact, we're going to read a verse today that describes even God's participation in that. But sometimes it's just right, it's just appropriate, just to praise Him in a loud voice. Express our praise and our adoration to our great, incredible King, and that He is. Isaiah chapter 9, you've heard it already. We're going to read it yet again. If you're able to stand, join me. This is the Word of God. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. You may be seated. Many of you have or have had good fathers. And when you think of your fathers, fond thoughts come to mind. However, there are those here today that either did not know your earthly father, or you had a poor relationship with your earthly father. And when the subject of fatherhood surfaces, you certainly have everything other than fond thoughts. You see, it may be that your father abandoned you. It may be that he was too busy for you. It may be that he abused you. It may be that he never really connected with you. It may be that he died and you never had the privilege of even knowing your earthly father. So how do you respond when you hear the Bible say that God has the greatest gift for you, and that gift is an eternal father? Now, to those of you who had good fathers, you will find it easy to be blessed. Those of you who have had poor fathers will find it difficult to be blessed. But I want you to know something. You will be blessed. If you receive this gift, you will be blessed. Now, my intent today is not to open up emotional and family wounds. My intent is to show you that God has this amazing gift for you. And that gift is found in a manger. And He is your eternal Father. Jesus, the Christ, is God's gift to you as your eternal Father. And He is a really, really good Father. Now, let's not get confused over theological concepts. Now, calling Jesus our eternal Father may appear a bit awkward theologically, because Jesus is the second person in the Trinity. There is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so Jesus acknowledged that God was his Father. The Father and Jesus are not the same. But what Isaiah was saying to us is that God has an incredible gift for us, and that gift is Jesus. And you will experience him as the eternal Father. You see, he is the one who's going to see to you, care for your needs, and provide everything that's required for you. He is your eternal Father. Now, let's get to the main part of the message this morning. What does it mean when the scripture says that Jesus is your eternal Father? Well, first of all, it means that Jesus really likes you. You know that. You see, you are precious to Jesus. Isaiah 43, verse 4 says this, and we're going to read it together. So let's do so, please. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honored and I love you, I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. You are precious in my sight. Jesus really likes you a lot. You are dear to him. Look what the verse says. He honors you and esteems you. Not only does he love you, he likes you. Now, many of you say, I have someone in my life that I love, but I just don't really like. You know, I always thought that that was a bit of a strange configuration. You know, how do you really love someone and just dislike them? But I assure you of this, that Jesus is not one of them. You see, Jesus loves you and Jesus likes you. You are precious to him. You are never forgotten. Isaiah 49 verse 15 is another amazing verse I want us to read together. So let's read. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. You see, Jesus here is described like a mother who would never, ever forget her newborn child. It's rather amazing that Isaiah, the great prophet of the 8th century BC, shifted his imagery a bit, and he speaks about Jesus being like a mother, the Lord being like a mother, who's always paying attention to her children. I like to call this the mama bear effect, theologically, now you know. And this is the mama bear effect. And that is, the Lord is watching over you, and he is like mama bear. He is paying great attention and knows your whereabouts. Now, we men, and perhaps this is why he used motherhood instead of fatherhood at this juncture. You see, we men can get sidetracked rather easily. I mean, something beautiful and gorgeous and attractive, like a pickup truck could drive by. I know what you were thinking, but that's not at all where I was headed. And men, you see this gorgeous pickup truck, and you, what kids? I mean, do I have kids? I didn't mean, well, I guess I do have kids, but not mama. You see, mama always knows where her children are. When we went shopping as a family, when our kids were young, I mean, they would go in racks and they would hide in racks, and I'd be looking around for these three little ornery boys, and Beth would know exactly where they were, hidden in whatever rack of clothing they happened to be. I mean, it's just amazing. You see, that's what Jesus is like. You see, you'll never be forgotten. Some of you may have had fathers that forgot you, not Jesus. You are the source of Jesus' love song. This is an amazing verse. Zephaniah, yes, there is a book in the Bible called Zephaniah. And we're going to read chapter 3, verse 17. Let's read it together. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Now get this. You are the source. You are the object of Jesus' love song. I mean, we tend to think singing a love song is directed toward a lover. But here in Zephaniah, we see that the Lord sings a loud love song. He rejoices over you. Now, here's what you got to think of. I mean, just think, if you will, of Whitney Houston singing, I will always love you. I'm not even going there because, you know, I always will love you. I guess I just did. She's not singing that to her child. She's singing that to her loved one lover, right? But not Jesus. You see, Jesus sings his love songs over you, his children. You see, yeah, you have to understand he's your father. And he's singing these loud, passionate songs of joy. It causes the heart of the Lord joy to sing over you. Now, if you had a dad that never made you feel important, that day now is over. Jesus thinks you're important. If you had a dad that never noticed you, no longer is that true. Jesus is noticing you and watches you. If you're here today and your dad never treated you as well as he treated other folks, not even in the family, no longer is that true of you. You've got the Lord Jesus as your heavenly Father, your eternal Father. And man, he's noticing you. He's your gift. He's God's gift to you, born in the manger. But now he lives as your eternal Father. You see, you matter to Jesus. You are valuable to Jesus. You are on Jesus' mind. You are in Jesus' heart. Jesus is absolutely nuts about you. Jesus relates to you positively and consistently. I mean, this is amazing. You know, there are many folks who picture God as this mean, callous father who you really never know when he's going to go off and explode. But I assure you, Jesus is not like that. You can count on him to be consistent and to be faithful to you. I love Psalm 103, verse 8. We're going to read it together. Jesus is emotionally connected to you, committed to you. So let's read Psalm 103, verse 8. All right, I'll read it. You'll just have to follow along then. All right, Psalm 103, verse 8. Here we go. All right, you with me? Let's read it together. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. Now, why this is so amazing is because he's this way all the time. You see, this describes the character of God. I mean, he always relates to us like this. Now, let's just take a glance. You see, Jesus is compassionate toward you. He doesn't walk away when you mess up. And when difficult times come in your life, he doesn't disappear. He has a sympathetic heart towards you. You see, your eternal Father is gracious. Jesus is not this fierce judge just waiting on you to mess up. Now, you may have had an earthly father that was that way, who as soon as you messed up and failed, he was right there to notice and to reprimand you. But I want you to know that your eternal Father is gracious toward you. He looks at you with grace. He sees goodwill when he sees you, even when you don't deserve it. And who among us really deserves it? Your eternal Father is slow to anger. Now, this is an interesting Hebrew word. It's one of those real illustrative Hebrew idioms. Literally, slow to anger translates long nostrils. Long nostrils. Your eternal Father has long nostrils. Now, here's why. Because when folks get mad, what happens? Their nostrils widen. Their nostrils expand. I'm so far away you can't see them. But I assure you that as big as they get. You see, but our Lord, our eternal Father, you see, he has narrow, long nostrils. You see, that means he's slow to anger. That means, you see, he doesn't lose his cool with you. Some of you have had earthly fathers that would quickly strike out at you and hurt you and bring pain in your life. And you never knew from one day to the next what would it be like as the day unfolded. But that's not true with your eternal Father. He has long nostrils. He's slow to anger. Remember the story of the prodigal son? Of course you do. Here is a son, and of course it was the youngest, perhaps to denote maybe some immaturity or foolishness, who said, "Dad, I'm going to take what's mine and I'm out of here." And he did. And he went to a far country. And what did his father do? He didn't stand at the doorway with rounded nostrils. What did he do? He looked for his son to return. And when he did, he met his son with love and grace and affection. Now, you understand that God loves you, right? You understand that God gave you Jesus as a gift so that you would understand what it means to have an eternal Father. There are times when we mess up. Hebrews chapter 12 says that he disciplines those that he loves. There are times when his children need correction. But he never corrects out of anger, but he corrects out of love. Hebrews said he only disciplines those that he loves. If he didn't love you, he wouldn't discipline you. He disciplines you with long nostrils. And then fourth, it says here, your eternal Father has loving kindness. Yet another interesting and amazing Hebrew word. It literally means loyal love. Loyal love. You know, there's a lot of love that comes and goes, right? Not with him. You see, Jesus' love is unfailing love. Jesus is kind all the time. Jesus cares for you all the time. You may have had an earthly father that loved you one moment, but in the next moment despised you. But that's not Jesus. He loves you all the time. All the time. Jesus is always engaged with you. See, there's pain when your father is never around and is never engaged with his children. How many here today have waited on their father to attend a ball game, but he never came? How many of you have had a father that promised to be at a parent-child school event, but he never walked through the door? It hurts. It hurts a child. You say, but that's not Jesus. He's not like that. The Fatherhood Project reported the advantages of a father who was engaged with his children. Now, every Father's Day, we give attention to fatherhood, and we all have heard some of those dreadful studies that have indicated absentee fathers bring so much hardship in the lives of children. But the Fatherhood Project conducted a study on the positive values and the positive results of when the fathers are connected with, engaged with their children. In fact, let's look at it real quickly. First of all, fathers that spend time together with their children, they have greater academic success. Fathers that lend emotional support, they have children that seems to have more positive social behavior. Children, or fathers rather, that give assistance to their children every day, they're involved somehow, have fewer conduct problems. Fathers that monitor their children's behavior, they actually have better self-esteem. I mean, children need boundaries, right? Fathers that use non-coercive discipline experience lower levels of depression, meaning all the time daddy comes in, he comes in with a hammer, all right? But those have lower levels of depression. Fathers that provide clear boundaries and expectations reduce contact with the juvenile justice system. Now, here are just a few examples of what it means when earthly fathers are engaged in the lives of their children, right? Now, imagine here we are with an eternal, perfect, glorious gift from God, our eternal Father. He makes an incredible difference in our lives. He brings spiritual health, emotional health, well-being and joy and peace and satisfaction. Listen, in the Christmas time, we hear all these promises, right? What Jesus brings to us. And we'll be talking more about them in the next really week and a half. I mean, he brings joy and peace. He gives life. He makes life make sense. He is the giver of all that's good. Why don't we experience that? Maybe we're not connecting with our eternal Father. And listen, it takes two to connect. Your eternal Father is there to connect with you. He wants to engage you. But you must be willing to be engaged. Now, Jesus is always with us. We're going to quickly look at some scripture and see how prolific this message is throughout scripture. So let's do some reading. You're doing quite well this morning. So let's begin with Joshua 1:9. Let's read together. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed. For your Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, wherever you go, your eternal Father is with you. You're not getting away. Isaiah 41:10. Man, this is awesome. Read it together. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, your earthly father will not, your eternal father will not abandon you. He will not forsake you. He's going to show up and show out. Look what it says. He's going to help you, strengthen you, and uphold you. Man, that's awesome. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. You may have had an earthly dad that failed you. And I'm sorry it happens. In fact, all of us earthly fathers fail at times, right? But yet our heavenly Father will never, ever fail us. Zephaniah 3:17. Let's read it together. We already did a moment ago. Let's do it again. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. You see, he not only is with you, he is glad to be with you. You know the difference, right? There are times when you got to be with your dad, and then there are times you want to be with your dad. Here, our eternal Father always desires to be with us. He rejoices and he sings over us when we're together. Oh, man, it's just wonderful. Matthew 28:20. Here's a verse you know quite well. Let's read it together. Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. No matter where you go, no matter where in the world you go, your eternal Father will be with you. You may have had an awesome earthly dad, but he could not be with you everywhere all the time. But with Jesus, you have an eternal Father who's with you all the time. Do you believe that? If so, say amen. Now, are you living like that? Have you embraced this gift? Have you come to treasure this precious gift of Jesus being your eternal Father, and you're living with this incredible blessing of him in your life? Finally, Hebrews 13:5, very common verse, you know it well. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Jesus will never leave you. Now, in the Greek, do you know what the word never means? Never. You see, there's not a single reason that would cause Jesus to leave you. He will not walk away from you because someone better comes along. He will never put you aside because his interest has changed. Jesus will never stop caring for you because you fell short and didn't meet 100% of perfection. He's there. And when he's there, he's there. Not hiding behind a newspaper. Not playing on his iPhone. Not distracted by Netflix. When he's with you, he's with you. And he's engaged. And he cares all the time. Now, if you're here today and you've had a bad, negative, poor earthly father, then I'm challenging you. Do not associate your eternal father with that father. You will be blessed when you accept by faith the word of God that the Almighty God came in the manger as a gift. And that gift is an eternal Father. And he's really good at it. One of my most difficult times as an earthly father came when my oldest son, Josh, was a toddler. And we were Christmas shopping at JCPenney Outlet in Columbus, Ohio. And he fell on the metal cart and gashed his brow with the cart. I mean, there was blood everywhere. So I grab him, and Bev takes the smallest child. It was Titus then. We didn't have Andrew. And we ran out of the door. The few items we had in the cart, we left them there, blood going everywhere. We just grabbed him, took off. We're familiar with the area, though I didn't live in Columbus. Lived south of there, but familiar with the area. We took him to an emergency room. And it was getting a little bit late. And the doctor on call that evening said, sir, if you'll come with your son, he'll do much better. So I did. Bev, she stayed with Titus. And they put Josh on some kind of a gurney. And she said, now you'll need to hold him down. And I did. And they put something over his eyes to shield his eyes because his gash was on his brow. And my son said, Daddy, 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 became terrified because he was restrained, and the doctor was put a shot in his incision. And I can hear it today like it was yesterday. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Crying out for his daddy to help. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Well, my knees began to wobble. And the doctor whispered. She said, just step to the side. And I said, Josh, your daddy's here. As he continued to cry out, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Josh, your daddy is here. Josh, your daddy is here. Josh, your daddy is here. And maybe that's what Isaiah was thinking. When he said, God has an eternal Father for you. And there's going to be times in life that everything is fine and you need an eternal Father with you to cheer you on and be with you and to love you. And then there are times it's going to be difficult and you're going to be wounded and you'll need someone to hold you down. And he's not going to leave you. And he's going to care for you. That's the gift that Jesus is. And he came to bring every single one of us. But we can reject the gift and walk away. But that doesn't even make sense, does it? Why would we take a precious gift like this and not receive it? Oh, what a glorious gift. Jesus is our eternal Father.
Well, there it is. Another message from God's Word and our pastor's heart. Thank you for investing these few minutes in eternal matters of the soul. What has God spoken to you through this message? We would love to hear about it. Would you take time to send us an email? Address it to godsaid@lbcfayette.org. That's it. godsaid@lbcfayette.org. And let us know how we can take the next step in helping encourage you. We would love to pray for you, to introduce you to a relationship with God through Jesus, and to introduce you to our Liberty family. There are times of ministry at Liberty for your whole family throughout the week. You'll find out more at lbcfayette.org. Now, until next time, remember to keep your heart in tune with God as you wait for another message from Liberty Baptist Senior Pastor, Dr. Randy Wood.